Happy Rise of Skywalker Day, listeners of the Canon Cantina. It's Jesse, and I just had a couple announcements for you in today's episode. We have another live show, this time in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Saturday the 21st, 7 o'clock at McNally's South City. Please join us. This is a free event. There's going to be crowd participation, games, and we're all just going to look back on our life with Star Wars and the Skywalker saga. That's about it, guys. I'm really excited about this episode. Mike and I just recorded our final thoughts hours before the movie theater, which is insane. We hope you get to listen to this on your drive to the theater. If you're not seeing the movie tonight, hopefully before you see it coming days. So these are our final hopes, fears, and predictions of Rise of Skywalker. May the Force be with you. Cheers. Welcome to the Canon Cantina, the Star Wars show where we like to ask the question, who is Luke Skywalker? But today it is, what's going to happen? And we are in panic mode right now because we are hours away. This is literally the day of Rise of Skywalker, Mike. I'm barely breathing at this point. This is something that's only comes around every so often for us as Star Wars fans, where we're literally the day of prior to a movie coming out. You know, our final thoughts and our fears, but more than that aside, Mike, the biggest thing going on in my head right now is this is an amplified Star Wars moment, even more than every other movie that's come prior, because this is the finality to the Skywalker saga. So that's why I'm having trouble keeping it together right now, Mike. So how are you doing? You faring better? Just breathing. Yeah, that's.
I've been hyperventilating a little bit all day, chewing my fingernails down to the bones of my fingertips, you know.
Well, I feel like you and I do this every time a Star Wars movie comes out because it's so near and dear to us and has been since we were literally toddlers. And it's just one of those things where we're at the apex. We're about to go into the theater and see this movie later in the day. So for us, it's like crazy. But on top of that, this is a new thing we've never experienced, which is going to a Star Wars movie. We're already like that normally, but this is the last one.
Well, yeah. So I think it's heightened because this is the last one. And then for me, I guess we actually haven't like told the listeners this. I came really close to getting tickets to the premiere.
That's right.
Competitively in the auction for some charity tickets to go with Billy Dee. Ever since the premiere on Monday, I've been like, I should have been there. Should have been there. Yeah, couldn't afford it. Should have been there. Couldn't afford it. Should have been there. So I feel like it's just made the waiting even harder, knowing we were this close. To going to the world premiere.
Yeah, that's true. I certainly wanted that for you. I was hoping and praying for that moment. But that aside,
I ended up making the responsible decision. But man, that would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been once in a lifetime thing, Mike. So that's pretty crazy. So
congrats to whoever won that, if you're listening.
Yeah, cheers to you. I hope you had a great time with Billy Dee. What a fantastic way to see your first viewing of this film. So there's a lot of emotions right now, Mike, because we have all that. We have this anticipation. It's the thing I always say, my most enjoyable viewing of a new Star Wars movie is my second viewing. You know, I always say that. My first viewing is so enjoyable, but it's almost too much the first time we sit down and watch a new Star Wars movie, especially one of these saga movies. We're just right there. This is the moment. And we thought this would be really fun to record the show right before this comes out and drop it to you guys right before it comes out. So this will prep
fun,
you.
He says.
Yeah, fun. You can listen to our misery as you're driving to theater in cold sweats, just like us. You know, full transparency here. The other day I was just driving randomly. I drive all the time for work. And I just randomly had the thought, potentially 3PO or Chewbacca or Lando dying. And I almost started crying just while driving in the car. Like I was like holding back tears. Nothing prompted this thought. I was literally just doing a remedial thing, but that's where we're at right now. We're at this heightened state. And man, on top of that, the internet has been crappy. Let's just say that.
Yeah, that's a way to put it. I wasn't sure if you wanted to go into that or not.
Not really, but it's everyone's experiencing right now. If they're listening the day of, like we are, this is the day of the movie coming out. And I say day of, I mean Thursday, which because the movie actually comes out on Thursday, technically, not Friday, the actual premiere date. But the internet, several people on the internet got to see it prior to this date, Thursday, and they're not being very nice about it, as in the sense of they should see it and hold it to themselves where they have positive or negative opinions, in my opinion, because I don't know, it's kind of prepping the movie for people in different ways, and I don't think I like that.
There's the professional critics who a lot are being, you know, professional about it.
Sure.
And post your, that's your job, you know, say the movie doesn't stick the landing or whatever. Isn't that great? But
well, and to be fair, we will have a review, right, Mike? We will have a review not long after the film comes out.
Right. But we're not shaping the attendance the weekend of by on our Twitter feed talking with Alden Diaz, who has seen the movie.
Octo Radio. Check out his podcast.
Host of Octo Radio. Just about how so many things that we've seen just seem like mean-spirited. Like, yeah, it's not great and you deserve this, you shitty Star Wars fans.
Yeah, I don't. That's gross.
And a lot of it from like fairly respected but still independent like critics, you know?
Yeah, we don't get into this too much, but I mean, like, reviews are still pouring in constantly. And of course, we'll have way more this weekend where we can really look at and judge. And of course, we're having our own thoughts and opinions, Mike. But I guess now would be our time to vent any fears about the movie and any just final thoughts. So we'll go into fears first and we'll end on a positive note with final thoughts.
Ever since Luke disappeared, people have been looking for him.
I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you.
A lot of rumors, stories.
And I became a legend.
People that know him best.
Luke. Young Skywalker.
Luke.
It's all true.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
All of it.
My only fear is the fear I've been saying this whole time, Mike, and I think I'm going to stay consistent with it. My only fear is that the first two movies of the sequel trilogy took a little too much time in the movies. Let's just say that they dragged their feet a little bit on some of the character arcs and some of the plot elements. And now JJ is going to have to punch the movie into overdrive. And I think we're going to get a little bit of whiplash, especially the first viewing. I think it's going to be better the second viewing, but you know, I think we're getting a little bit of whiplash. And I say we, that's you and I, Star Wars fanatics. I think people who aren't necessarily Star Wars fanatics are going to get some severe whiplash, potentially a concussion. Because the fact that Force Awakens...
If we're getting whiplash, they're pulling like 4Gs in the theater.
That's right. And, you know, it's something I consider a fact of these movies that's, you know, whether like it or hate it, I feel like the first two movies crammed less in the first two movies than the first prequel trilogy and the original trilogy did. So in essence, it's like doubling down in the last movie. And you know, what's funny is in Star Wars, this usually happens a lot anyways, because Revenge of the Sith had too much ground to cover. And even Return of the Jedi had a little too much ground to cover, but it nailed it pretty great for what it had. I think Rise is going to have to put in the most stuff in one movie. And that's kind of scary.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And friend of the show and host of the Fly Better podcast, Ryan Farmer, on his show's Facebook group, he's been posting his reviews of all the Star Wars movies leading up to it. And I mean, yes, he's a Star Wars fan, but he did also like go to film school and he works for Disney. So
yeah,
I consider him like an educated opinion on this. And I saw something interesting in his review of Return of the Jedi. And I think it's probably true because he basically said the movie tries to do too much, feels disjointed, and if it came out today, would get ripped to shreds.
Okay.
Which I kind of think that, you know, with just how hypercritical modern audiences are, and now that like we've got a lot of Star Wars and just big spectacle movies to compare to, as opposed to in 1983, that's probably right. So that kind of aligns with what I had said the past few episodes as far as my expectations of going in thinking this is going to be the Return of the Jedi of the sequel trilogy. I'm probably still going to like it, but it may not hold up to the other two.
To be fair to all three trilogies, the first film in all three trilogies was a self-contained story that didn't cover that much ground. It really introduced a plot and the major narrative, but then it kind of had a self-contained story that kind of finished. That's the same for the prequels, original trilogy, and sequel trilogy.
That's not true of The Force Awakens.
Kind of is, but yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, the movie ends on a weird cliffhanger, but that's a whole nother thing. But it is a self-contained story by itself, as opposed to Attack of the Clones, Empire, and Last Jedi, which are without a doubt not self-contained stories. You can't watch those without having the precursor or at least the following film to finish them off, if that makes sense. And that seems to me maybe why we have the third movie and all these acts be so bombastic and be so jammed in and
good
have to cover so
bombastic.
Much ground. Could cover so much ground, you know? So it's my biggest fear of Rise, because not only does Rise have to fill in everything in the sequel trilogy, which is a lot, it has to essentially stick the landing on all three trilogies, which is essentially at this point, this is going to be the most anticipated sort of ending to a film franchise ever. So that's another thing we got going on. And man, poor JJ, he needs to sleep at night. So
yeah, you know, he's not doing any of that right now. Well, your fears are much broader than mine.
Okay. Well, let's get in some more specifics.
Well, not to alienate any, you know, potential listeners, but my stance on this is well established. If we just get just like a blatant, just kind of disgusting romantic Raylo ending.
Oh, right.
Bleh, like it, if it happens with some nuance and maybe like it's the spark that leads to Bendemption, but it's not whole, like a true, like, you know, romance happily ever after.
That's what
thing,
I'd like too. Yeah.
I can maybe be okay with that, but Raylo is a pretty big fear.
good point.
Don't want the Falcon to explode.
Oh,
it's a pretty big fear.
It might happen though.
It might.
Have you randomly been driving your car and broke out into tears thinking about a 3PO, Chewie, or Lando dying? One of our second string original characters dying? That's a fear.
How dare you, sir? How dare you put Chewbacca in the second string?
He's not technically a full second string, but you know what I mean.
I guess as far as just like ending things, Raylo's the biggest fear. I guess they could screw up Palpatine.
I'm not sure how, but they could, I guess.
They could go Dark Empire 2 instead of Dark Empire 1. That's how
right.
They could do it.
Mike, the more time passes, I'm glad you mentioned that. I am pretty much convinced this is a Dark Empire route for Palpatine. I'm about 85% sure at this point. I'm thinking Sith holocrons. I'm thinking he's wanting to transfer his Force essence into either Rey or Kylo. I'm thinking weird stuff because, you know, a big part of the Jedi keeping their essence along in the netherworld of the Force, what could Palpatine do on the dark side of things? Especially if he had some Sith tools around him, like holocrons and weird things like that. We'll see. Would that be screwing it up? You know what I mean? Maybe not for us, but for general audiences, that might get a little weird, maybe?
It could.
Some of that Sith stuff?
They could definitely go too much into that extraneous material, although I could see Rian Johnson doing that, maybe not JJ.
Sure.
Or are you out of fears?
I mean, just my fears are is that it just won't... I guess my biggest fears are things won't feel very serious. Like, it might just feel like they're doing checkboxes, the Solo thing we talked about, mm-hmm. where they're just trying to do checkboxes to get things done rather than emotional and plot-driven stakes. That's my biggest fear, truly, for the movie, because it's one of those things that we talk about. Return of the Jedi, despite some of its flaws, the throne room in the Return of the Jedi is some of the best Star Wars that's ever existed. And that's saying something now, because there's a lot of Star Wars.
The last third of that movie, absolutely. It's the first two thirds that get bogged down.
And that might happen in this movie.
Yeah.
That might happen because the first two thirds, they might be running double time whiplash, like I was talking about, on the audience, just to get caught up and to establish Palpatine and to establish what's happening in the First Order, finish Finn's arc, Poe's arc. You know, 3PO is going to get to do something big. Chewbacca might get to do something big. Lando's back. I mean, we got new characters like Janna and we got Rose back. I mean, when you start listing out on paper, it starts getting a little terrifying for JJ.
Yeah. It would be a bummer if the Carrie Fisher stuff didn't work.
Yeah, that would be a bummer.
Either narratively or just technically. And
I highly doubt that. That's actually the least of my fears, just because the care they had around it, you know, and the seriousness.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a specific one. But I mean, if they execute that like technically to the level of Grand Moff Tarkin in Rogue One, I'll call that a win.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Because, I mean, sure, Star Wars fanatics, a lot of people had issues with CGI Tarkin the first time they saw him. But from my experience, the larger movie-going audience didn't. Like, I had to explain to my parents, no, Mom, Peter Cushing died a long time ago.
And he's certainly not that age still.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. No, and that won't be the case with Carrie either, because they already stated they're not using CGI for her face or body or anything. Body doubles, though, right?
They're not doing body doubles or CGI recreations, but there's, you know, there's going to be CGI alterations or adjustments to make things fit if they're in a different location or whatever. Oh, yeah. And that's fine. I have no problem with that. Yeah.
That's more editing, though, in a way. That's not like having a CGI render of Carrie and some voice actor
doing a brand new character, but an enhancements or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I think that'll probably be okay.
Yeah.
But it would be a huge bummer if they didn't pull that off.
Yeah. So do you think, Mike, final thoughts? We've talked about this a little bit. This movie's going to adhere to a kind of urgent Return of the Jedi type plot where we have our heroes right in the thick of an adventure at the beginning. They part ways, or maybe they don't part ways. Maybe they go back to the rebellion and then they go on their next mission. And then finally the throne room stuff at the end with the space battle. It's all leaning that way. You know what I mean? Return of the Jedi nostalgia. No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yes. There's going to be lots of nostalgia in the movie. But yeah, they've made such a big deal of saying our heroes are together finally. I don't think they're going to split them up
till the very end.
I know that Rey and Kylo are going to do their own thing, but I don't think it'll be
okay.
Return of the Jedi, like Divergent Path style. And another difference between this and Return of the Jedi is we have a lot of new characters to introduce.
That's right, Mike.
Who seem kind of major.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, it might take some beats from Return of the Jedi, and I was just kind of framing my expectations around that. I mean, I hope it kind of takes on its own structure, and it isn't just an echo of something that's been done before.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. Speaking of also Return of the Jedi, completely side note that literally caught me off guard the other day, Mike. I was rewatching that Star Wars video where they're talking about the impact of Star Wars on culture and how it's multi-generational. That video I really love that they posted on StarWars.com. And I saw something in a frame and I didn't know what it was. So I backed up and I saw it was Warwick in modern day in an Ewok suit looking at a Wicket mask. And it looked like Wicket as an aged old Wicket.
I did not notice that the first time, but then I heard, I think Ken Napzok on Force Center talk about it. I went, what? And went back. It's like, so if we get some Chief Wicket on Endor stuff.
He would certainly be chief, right? Yeah. Maybe it's just the rebel gathering when Lando and everybody's there and we just see Chief Wicket there with a couple of his Ewoks because everybody's joining in this fight against, you know, this tyranny, fighting for the side of good and hope. So I don't know. I'm very excited. So let's talk about just our plans for this week. We've got a lot, Mike. So we're both seeing the film tonight.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I had to change my travel plans and we're not seeing the premiere together. So not only do we have an hour time zone separation, but my showing starts about an hour after yours. So as soon as I'm done and get home, we'll get our
initial thoughts,
reactions up. Yeah.
It's going to be a late night. It's going to be good. It's going to be, it's all right. I won't be able to sleep anyways. I'll be hopped up on Star Wars. So, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of emotional things to overcome. Tonight we're seeing it, but tomorrow on Friday we're seeing it again, and then Saturday we're seeing it again really late. But the precursor to Saturday is we're seeing it after our live show, which we mentioned last episode, our live show at a local pub called McNelly's in South Tulsa. And that's going to be awesome because we're having a live show just like we did in Celebration, and then we're going to go to see the movie our third time, Mike.
It'll be my second. I don't think I'm going to be able to get in a Friday viewing because that's my travel day.
Ooh.
And since I had to like change my
your whole schedule
flight last minute, I've got like a long layover and just kind of traveling all day. So
it'll be my third time.
It'll be your third time. I mean, I could decide to blow you off Friday night and go see a late one instead of plan for Saturday. But I think I should probably come over and we should plan for Saturday.
Yeah, we've got some good plans for the live show. And, you know, no spoilers of the live show. So if you're listening to this.
Yes, live show will be spoiler free. I know earlier I'd said, I may have even cut that out of the episode, like that we would have a plan for going spoilers. Now, it's too soon. We're going to be totally spoiler free.
Which is going to be great is we're just going to be enjoying the journey of the Skywalker saga up to the moment of Rise of Skywalker. So it'll be even perfect if you're seeing the movie Saturday or Sunday. So we're here, we're voicing our fears, we're voicing all these just heightened states we're at, Mike. So let's talk about any final predictions. I mentioned some of the Palpatine stuff. Any other weird predictions or just side things about our main characters or just the plot in general? How are we going to end this Skywalker story? How's that going to end?
I've managed to stay pretty spoiler free. Not pretty spoiler free. I feel like I've avoided all spoilers. So I don't know how they're going to do it. And that's probably the most exciting part going in. Like even if and I hate to use this comparison because I have lots of thoughts on this that we'll do at least one episode on later. Even if they don't stick the landing like Endgame,
right,
I could still be totally happy with the choices they make.
What's tough is Endgame was technically a two-part film. Technically, that's where it gets even kind of tricky, you know.
Infinity War, exactly, and there's just so many people like, well, why isn't Star Wars doing what Marvel is doing? And I got a whole episode of that,
yeah,
coming up.
Let's do that, yeah.
but I will also say, like, I loved Endgame as the second half of a super long movie, and it did stick the landing pretty well.
It did.
So even if Rise isn't quite that successful, I'll still be probably okay with it, unless, you know, Rey and Kylo get married and he starts wearing white clothes,
blue lightsaber.
Yeah, just like Darth Vader in that What If comic where he went good and got white armor and things like that.
Okay, so that's the only thing you fear. Are we both pretty confident at this point that Leia's training Rey and Leia might even have a lightsaber potentially? Maybe one she's had away for a while, but she might pull it out.
She won't have her own. I think that we'll just see her holding the legacy saber.
That's probably true, Mike.
If we lived in a better timeline where Carrie Fisher was still with us, maybe even Colin Trevorrow is still doing the movie. That's something I've not harped on, but, you know, mentioned a lot, that they had to take such a drastic course alteration.
They did.
Carrie died because this third movie was supposed to be about her, her movie, just like 7 was Harrison's and 8 was Mark's.
That's right.
Let's work on that portal gun so we can get to the dimension where we can see what Episode 9 was like when Carrie was still alive.
Man, it would be a whole nother element. So, yeah, she might just have the legacy saber, like you said. But you never know, Mike. She might have a saber just off somewhere else that she hasn't pulled out in forever. We might get some little more Legends tinges here where we have a Leia saber that looks like Luke's green saber but has a yellow blade. Something weird like that. Doubt it.
Was hers yellow?
Yeah, it was. But it had the hilt similar to Luke and Obi-Wan's because, you know, once again, Luke only had one schematic in the old timeline. So,
do not remember that level of detail.
Yeah,
of
Leia's lightsaber. Yeah, it's good stuff. But, is there any fears or just predictions you have about Palpatine that, like, how they could not land Palpatine? Because Ian's on board. Palpatine's going to be great. He's always been great as Palpatine, even when he's been the cheesy side of Palpatine, more the Sidious dark side craze Palpatine. I feel like he's gonna go half Sidious, half Palpatine, Return of the Jedi.
That doesn't worry me. What if he's Matt Smith? That worries me.
Yeah, we go full Dark Empire. We have like him transferring into his younger body, Matt Smith body. Yeah,
which could be cool, but like if we go that route, then I'm gonna start to worry.
See, I'm not into that, but I am into the idea that Palpatine tries to lure Kylo or Rey there because he eventually wants to transfer his essence into Kylo or Rey.
And that's fine, but Matt Smith's involvement, is he in? Is he not? Is he in? Is he not? What's he doing? Who's he playing? Still don't know. Haven't seen that many spoilers, so we'll find out tonight.
So we've burnt Bendemption to the ground, tried and true. We've talked about it so much. So the only thing I think we should talk about, Mike, lastly, is Rey. Do we think any final thoughts about Rey? I'm starting to get a weird tinge in my body, Mike, that Rey really might actually be a clone. I don't think it's true, but I just have a tinge going on. You know what I mean? And it's just one of those things where, but she might take up the mantle of Skywalker, like we've always talked about, or Rise of Skywalker means Bendemption. It's plain as day. But any weird thoughts about Rey, just her arc or her connection to the Skywalker word?
If JJ retcons her to being like a Skywalker, he's a coward.
Okay. See, as I'm getting you saying this stuff,
in this episode,
I'm getting you this stuff recorded. What about any weird clone stuff? I mean, they go full Dark Empire.
That's gutsy. Like, I think that could be cool. But if he's just like, no, she actually is a Skywalker or Kenobi somehow.
Right. When I say clone, I mean that I don't mean it like she's a clone of a past Jedi. I mean more of a, I mean clone in the sense of she was genetically made through some other dark side or light side,
right,
light side person who existed, like a Palpatine or Luke or maybe someone else.
That I'm fine with. But I mean, if we just do a straight up retcon no, that's Han and Kira's other kid or whatever. Can you believe some of the dumb shit the internet has come up with in the past 2 years?
That's Kira and Darth Maul's kid. Oh, and Chewie was the minister. Yeah, there's just weird things. Yeah, you're right. It gets a little outrageous. The part about Rey is it's so unknown, and we just still don't know very much about her character. certainly her character passed, so who knows what they're going to throw at us. Palpatine might even tell lies to her that might not be true, you know, in the film about her past and lineage. Man, this is it, Mike. I just have to get through the rest of this day. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but we're here. So
I know how it's going to end. Palpatine is going to end up transferring his body into Claude.
That would be crazy. That would be crazy.
Oh, okay. So we're about to record our Mandalorian Chapter 7 talk, but did you watch the Rise of Skywalker sneak peek that was in the extras with it?
Part of it. And my Disney Plus started freezing out, so I just said, that's a sign to not watch this. So I turned it off.
I don't think it's spoilery or anything, but it features Claude, and it made me happy.
I missed Claude. So. I'm very excited about Claude. No, I just saw the beginning with Finn and Poe. And the Falcon and Chewbacca, and then it froze out on me. And I said, well, this is a sign that I can wait less than 24 hours, Mike, because it is literally, I mean, yeah, I can wait at this point because I just watched Mando. It wasn't like one of those things, like I watched Mando early in the day, Wednesday, you know, and I was like, oh, I can watch this. I just watched Mando. So I just said, I'll wait. That's fine. The internet's already been crappy enough. Maybe I can just have some self-restraint.
Well, you know, watching it made me feel better after the internet being crappy today.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I mean, we got to hear a little bit of what Claude sounds like, and I laughed, and it made me smile. Uh-oh. So,
in a good way. Greg Grunberg really loves Claude, so that was my biggest takeaway from that blue carpet Star Wars Rise of Skywalker live premiere was Greg Grunberg would fight for Claude, which is great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've said all I have to say about Rise of Skywalker. You got anything else?
My final thought is our Dark Empire episodes might be more real than we ever thought, Mike. That's my final thought on this.
Could be.
Yeah, if you've got some random free time, you want to listen to one of those. The last one wasn't too far ago. It's pretty crazy stuff, but we will see. I'm interested to see just a bookend on this Skywalker story so we can get new stories that are different time periods in Star Wars.
Well, come back tomorrow and you'll hear our initial, we'll probably split it, maybe not two separate episodes, but we'll do our non-spoilery thoughts and then give a big warning and then do our spoilery thoughts and first impressions tomorrow.
That sounds good to me. Yeah, if we can contain ourselves, I'd be proud of that.
Well, I mean, we have to do it Saturday, so that's right. Gotta practice up. Yeah, so that's the end of this one. Go see Rise of Skywalker, and then we'll all talk about it for the next, like, 8 years or something like that. Yeah, so check out the other new episode we have up on our feed. I guess we didn't have a separate one for Mando 6, so we might need to talk briefly about 6 and then Mando 7.
Yeah, next episode will be those two episodes, so hope you enjoy that as well. And until we see you guys next time, may the Force be with you.
Cheers.
Boring conversation anyway.